This week in West Virginia history, former West Virginia University basketball coach Fred Shouse died in Morgantown on February 10, 2010, at age 84. Before entering the coaching ranks, he was a star basketball player at WVU, being the first Mountaineer to score 1,000 points in his career. After 5 years in the NBA, he returned to WVU in 1954 to coach the most successful teams in school history. Led first by Hot Rod Hundley, then Jerry West, WVU made it to 6 straight NCAA tournaments and lost the 1959 national title game by only a point. In 1960, Shouse moved back to the NBA. In 7 years as the Los Angeles Lakers head coach, he won 4 conference titles but lost in the finals each time to Boston. In 1967, he became the Lakers' general manager and built the team that won the 1972 NBA title. Shouse then went back to the college ranks and coached Purdue for 6 years. In 1981, he returned to his alma mater to serve as WVU's athletic director. He retired in 1989. Shouse still holds the best winning percentage of any men's basketball coach in WVU history. For more information on Fred Shouse, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.